Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Chill.
What am I talking? Be like in, take a breath when my mouth gets loose. So while I scatter my spit, I dream of juice. Have you ever made out in dark hallways? Display the kiss that made your day? Or say, play the track from your record collection? Congratulations.
Whenever Lewis raps, he sounds like he should be on one of those old all-plastic skateboards.
The penny board?
No, the kind that were like all plastic, like real shitty that the poor kids had.
No, but that's what penny boards are designed after, actually. Do you know that?
No,
I did not. They're back in style now, those boards.
I ride. Well, I don't. I'm 250 pounds of pure fat and blubber right now, so I'm not riding anything.
You break penny boards.
Yeah, no. It just bends down in the middle. I step on it now. Like, you just see, like, that's not stable. If I hit a hill, it just starts scraping the fucking bottom. No, I was a big 311 fan in the ninth grade, and this album was huge in my life. I know almost all the lyrics to all of the songs, and it was because I don't know any lyrics anymore at all. And it's because now you have 1,000 songs in your iPhone, or you have 1 billion songs on Pandora or Spotify, and it's too much. Back then, I had a 10-disc CD player. I can only afford 7 discs, so I know.
And that's when they were a penny in the mail.
Yeah, by the way, we used to scam the fuck out of that would have been the first scam that you ever.
Yeah, Columbia House. Your pet's getting 10 CDs for a penny?
Chichi Gomez. Loved Skid Row, Motley Crue. Yeah, big right. fan. Look, great show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. Look, great show fucking planned today. A lot of people are disappointed that Greg Stone's not here. He's coming. Don't worry. A lot of people said, oh, so you got the two nice fucking, you know. What? Boring. They're boring. They said boring.
Did they say boring?
Ones. Yeah, yeah.
Did they look at Greg as the wild card?
Yeah,
oh, really?
He's the wild one.
Oh, they got that wrong.
I didn't look. This is not me.
Yeah.
This is the fucking
medical documents that could tell you otherwise about Brendan.
Is Brendan a psycho?
I hung myself.
King psycho.
You hung yourself?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Gave it a shot.
Is he the Tom Goss of the Rad Dude podcast?
Lewis, are you writing down that Brendan hung himself?
Yeah.
Take notes.
He'll forget.
Yeah.
I will. We have to get to that. I have major ADD. And
I just love that you'll go back to it in 45 minutes, have forgotten.
I will.
Like, says right here, like Johnny Carson.
I'm impressed it's words and not a stick figure on a rope that says Brendan.
With blanks under it, and he's guessing the letters.
Yes. Yeah. I did not know you tried to hang yourself.
Oh, yeah. It was
hilarious.
It was great. Yeah, it was good.
Because Greg acts like he's the wacky, crazy one. You guys act like nice, fucking normal dudes. I shake it. Like Brendan.
Sure.
Brendan, when I see Brendan, we shake hands. It's not even like a dab or anything. We shake hands like we're adults.
Right.
And nobody else, I don't do that with many people in the world. I guess maybe that's, I should watch out for those guys.
I don't want to speak for Brendan. You can go ahead.
Well, no, you don't have to watch out for me. But of the Rad Dude cast, I was the drug addict. I've smashed my head against psych ward windows, you know.
I haven't had been in the psych ward to have to smash my head into the windows, but I've smashed my head against things.
Yeah, duh. Well, that counts. We count that.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Who hasn't? How do you not hit your girlfriend if you don't headbutt the wall?
Right. Yeah.
It's the only fucking way to stop that pain inside and that calling to lay out your girlfriend is to go, yeah, bitch, and headbutt the wall. I go, look. Look what you made me do.
Yeah, I put extra walls in my house just for safety reasons.
I fucked the wall and headbutt my girlfriend.
Is Zach finger fucking that socket?
Whatever he has to do, he'll do.
That's crazy, dude. I didn't know you tried to hang yourself. How old were you?
I'm 36, so I was 35.
A year ago?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Wait, was it in your youth?
No.
So it's still there. It's creeping around.
Yeah, right there. I got fixed. They
since you
there.
Started the podcast.
Yeah, it can happen at any moment, Louis.
5 years into the podcast.
Doggy, that's an interesting episode.
Yeah, man. Fucking get into it.
What did
it.
You guys name the episode after he tried to hang himself? What was the name of that episode?
Hanging there. Fun time.
Well, I was gone for a year from the I was in mental institutions. I got 17 sessions of electroshock therapy.
Some say
and
those
I'm
were
cured.
The best years of the podcast.
No. People didn't no, we that. Lost all the listeners.
Did
it
you
turns
really?
Out, yeah, it turns out they love the craziness of Greg and Anthony, but they need somebody reeling it in. And it's weird because the actual crazy guy is the only one who could reel these two in.
That's why.
Yeah.
You're actually right about that because these guys are wacky and silly and they're like, hey, we've been best friends for a while. And
I'm sorry, just real quick. I don't think it worked because he just pointed at that chair like Greg's there.
Yeah, Brendan's gone, man.
These guys.
My two best friends in the world.
Greg, back me up on this.
He's being quiet today.
I did not realize that you were a psychopath.
No, I'm not a psychopath.
Recovery.
I have empathy. I have all that. I was never a psychopath. Right.
Oh, there's stuff. Don't be a fucking.
But you know what I mean. I'm not a
SJW
murderer.
Of words.
No,
okay. Trying to bring it out of you.
No.
Rise,
you see what he did
Brendan.
There? You see what that was? Some faggy shit, dude.
Yeah, but I hate psychopaths.
Psychopath. I know that there's a what? Are we done? Is our show not recording?
No, we're recording.
Oof.
It's not working right now, and then I'm frozen on this computer.
Okay, do you want to pause it?
Yeah, I might have to restart.
Okay, restart the whole show? I want to keep what we did in if it's recorded.
We could do that, yeah.
This has been good. I want to go from here.
Yes, we could do that.
This is too much.
My computer's frozen right now.
I can't recreate what we just did.
It's just that Louis isn't a good enough actor to be surprised that Brendan hung himself.
We could try. Go ahead, do it right now before we even go to break. Go ahead, say Brendan hung himself and then I'm going to act surprised.
Okay.
You know, I hung myself.
What?
That's really good.
That's great.
No. Yeah, fuck me, man. You.
That's great, man.
My friend, Brendan. Friendin? I call him Friendin.
Yeah.
You guys don't know that?
We're not recording, right?
Yeah, we are.
We are recording? Okay.
What are you going to say? Say it in a second. Yeah. Say it in a second. All right, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back. We're getting into the fucking psychotic mind of Brendan Ayer. This is like that new documentary on Netflix about...
Ted Bundy?
No, Fyre Festival. This is a very similar thing. I feel like Brendan's going to start his own high-class yacht festival in the Caribbean and fuck everybody. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back with the Real Ass Podcast. We're good? We're live? All right, we're back. Real Ass Podcast is back, motherfuckers. I apologize for the little break. Sometimes those things happen. Live streams fucking go out. What are you going to do? So we're here with the Rad Dude Cast guys, Brendan Ayer, Anthony DeVito, Greg Stone on his way. Apparently he's got an audition right now, which he's not going to get. I don't even know why he would waste his time. I neg my friends.
You have to.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said I neg my friends.
Oh, to make them better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Obviously.
If you're thinking about, you know, if he's self-conscious, like, oh, shit, you know, like, I might not, he's going to actually go try harder. He's going to practice a little bit more. Who does he run lines with? You guys?
Greg doesn't run lines. No, absolutely not.
He's got to run lines.
Greg tries to memorize it on the train, freaks out, then realizes he can't read when he gets there, and then tries to get by on charisma.
It's impossible. Literally, it's impossible. You have to you have to just, the baseline level for an audition, you have to really remember everything. You have to at least run the lines a couple dozen times with another person. That's it. You know, to really have that fucking, because acting is a conversation. You have to actually connect with the fucking...
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have, there are some people that just have that memory and that skill. Like when we were in Hawaii and did a house party for Comedy Central, Adam Devine told me, he was like, it's really weird. I don't claim it's a skill. I'm just lucky. I just remember shit right away. And he was like, I'll just sit in a parking lot before an audition and look at my lines and walk in there.
He's a good actor. Guaranteed. I don't know Adam Devine at all, but I assume Adam Devine is a very good actor who's done it for a long time, who's done a lot of acting, because it's a skill set that you sort of can jump into. Yeah, somebody who knows how to fucking act and works with somebody, because you've never read with this person. This person on the other side could be really bad at reading the lines with you.
Right.
Whatever, nobody cares about this shit.
Well,
you hung yourself.
Because he did that, he said he, on his way to Pitch Perfect, his agent gave him Pitch Perfect, and the whole way there, he goes, man, I fucking can't wait to be in a baseball movie. And then he got into the parking lot and found out it was an a cappella group.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And was like, but he got it.
He's in cleats.
But he could sing anyway. Yeah, just in the fucking uniform. Yeah, I hung myself.
So, it's a year ago.
June of 2017, yeah.
So this is pretty going far after 9/11.
Just it took, a while to set in.
It was a delayed reaction.
It was a very delayed reaction. Everyone mourns in their own way.
Just one day I was just like, 2,000 fucking people?
Saw the footage.
Yeah.
Snapped.
You were looking at the skyline and you were like, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh my God!
I must go to the rope store.
What the fuck, dude? Where? How did you get there? Tell me.
Well, they fiddled with my medicine. I'm bipolar, and they were worried about how much medicine I took, and they started changing it, and I just lost it. Went crazy. Like, literally freaked the fuck out.
What does being bipolar feel like? What does it mean? Really? Because you hear that, and I feel like I might be bipolar or some on whatever that thing is. I have major like anger episodes, and I can go from being very happy to be very sad and very angry very quickly.
Yeah,
and vice versa. Like I could be hurt and crying, and then in a minute later be crying about or laughing about something.
Then you would be like me. That would be like what they say I have, which is bipolar type 2, where I don't get manic. Instead of manic, I get
Zach is also type 2.
I get
I know you that's hate those diabetes jokes. It bothers him every time.
Yeah, that was woof.
Really Zach told me one time in confidence that it bothers him when I make diabetes jokes, so now it's where I go every time.
I've never seen Zach kind of shut down. Usually, he'll come right back.
It's his blood sugar.
Jesus.
Look, he's mad. He's mad.
Yeah, I hate seeing Zach like this.
I don't like this.
He's just used to spending his life with someone who has needles on him all the time.
Of course, man. That next shot was going to be a kill shot. There's no way.
It's like Mika. Call him the sniper. All right, so type 2.
Yeah, type 2 means, I don't even know if I have it. I think I just have depression and anxiety, really. Right. But, I mean, when I was in the mental hospital, they gave me 6 diagnoses, which is ridiculous.
A sick diagnosis?
6.
One for each of your personalities.
They gave me 6 diagnoses. I had a cool-ass doctor.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Badass motherfucking
throw one more on, dog.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, baby boy. I bet you can ollie. He's got a sick diagnosis.
I did a rodeo flip, bro.
You don't even know Brendan. My man's got so many diagnoses.
So you got 6 diagnoses.
I technically have 6 mental illnesses, which is ridiculous.
Let's hear them.
Worst to best.
Major depressive disorder, panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, bipolar type 2, OCD, and borderline personality disorder.
Borderline personality is the one that I think I have, actually.
Well, it's funny because my mom's a nurse. And I go to my
hot
mom. I go,
hell yeah, dude.
I go,
fucking sick.
Bring up some.
She worked for the sick
Brendan
hospital.
Yeah. I go, this is fucking bullshit. They say I have 6 mental illnesses, and I like told her, and she goes, yeah, it is ridiculous. I never thought you had borderline personality disorder. You thought I had 5 fucking mental illnesses and never said anything.
That's how moms are, you know. They'll take away one.
You were diagnosed before. This is after you were
after.
Before that, you were diagnosed with just bipolar, and you were on medication for it?
Not even bipolar, just depression and anxiety.
And what medications were you on?
Just for 14 years, I was really healthy on just a huge dose of an antidepressant, Lexapro. But I had a doctor be like, because I ordered them illegally from India. Because I didn't like, I was like, fuck this, I'm not going to I felt perfectly fine.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not going to a psychiatrist every 3 months and paying whatever to fucking, just so they can write the script.
And then you order them illegally on like the dark web or?
Just online. You just Google like prescription free medicine and every single time you get a call from your credit card like, are you trying to buy electronics in Afghanistan? And you have to be like, nah, I know what this is about. Like, just let it go through.
Yeah.
But and then they'd be like a different color every time the pills would come. But they worked. They were great. Like,
right.
And then I had a doctor be like, you can't be on this much Lexapro. It's very dangerous, which is wrong. She was wrong.
She was just wrong. She was a woman. You went to a woman. doctor.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not being an asshole here. You look that up. I guarantee it's a fact. Men are better doctors.
Yeah.
I look it up.
I don't know where you can look up these.
No, there's a way to figure it out. That's empirical data, Brendan.
There is. If you could look. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
The amount of deaths in their fucking office. The amount of mistakes they made, malpractice suits. You could take all that data, mm-hmm. all the data, right? All the fuck ups they have, all the awards, the accolades, how far they move through the industry, how fast they go through medical school. When it's all said and done, there's a fucking number, the magical fucking doctor number. And guess what? Guarantee the number for the guys are higher on average. I'm pulling it out of my ass, but everyone listening is going, he's probably right. Everyone listening is going, you know what? If we were to fucking quantify every aspect of this doctor's career and come up with a fucking magical doctor number, guess what?
Yeah, man.
Men are better doctors. I would not go to a woman psychologist because, you know, I fucking, you know, I want to be able to outthink her.
Right, yeah. You know, get smarter. Absolutely,
man.
You
gotta be two steps ahead of these fucking shrinks. You really do.
Know your enemy.
Can't let them get into your head. But, so...
I love how that's you she going knows into too much. An appointment. You can't let her in.
No.
I'll throw her off the scent.
You gotta sidestep.
yeah, man. I'll make up some shit.
Yeah, dude. You can't fucking...
And you go there and you pay, but you're like, "Fuck this! She's not gonna pull one on me."
Exactly. I'll pay to make her feel worse. Exactly. You know what I mean?
It's true. You guys fucking won this round, but this is fucking good. I'm ahead here.
No, man.
So okay, so you hung yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to hog the podcast.
Great.
But yeah, I hung myself. With a rope.
What's the most interesting thing you did in the past year?
I hung myself. I tried to hang myself twice, but let's not talk about it. It's fine. I'll let him.
This
go.
Is what happened. So I'm home. I go home to my parents' house in Cleveland because I'm fucking flipping out. Like I never had felt.
The
like
The doctor
this.
Said you're not. Said get off the shit. And you listened. You were like fine.
I was well. I had felt good for so long. For, you know, like totally fine for so long.
Well, how bad was it before you got on the medication?
Pretty bad, but not
like
terrible.
Suicidal thoughts and shit?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes suicidal thoughts, but not terrible. This was when I was like 21 and 22 before I got sober. Yeah. But
can you play the song Suicide Solution while we're talking about this?
Yeah.
Please? It's a great tune. Just reminded me of it. It has nothing to do with it. Go ahead.
But I was healthy for so long that I was like, all right, whatever. If this is, she said it was bad for my heart. And what she was operating under dated information. They, like a year earlier, they thought that much Lexapro was bad for your heart. They later found out it's not. It would have been totally fine.
Right.
Anyway, she took it off. Long story short, she took me off that. We started with other drugs. Literally nothing else worked, even going back to the Lexapro.
Wow.
Nothing else
so
worked.
So it fucked you up chemically. Once you took out your body yeah. off of the drug that you were dependent on for so long, Something chemically
changed,
happened
yeah.
where it, even the Lexapro wasn't reconnecting that fucking thing.
Yeah, and possibly the Lexapro had fucked up my ability to create like serotonin. I don't know all the shit, but the Lexapro could have made my depression worse over time. Like I got off it and it was brutal, like
right.
fucking brutal.
Right.
Like
at this point, you had to go hang out with Greg Stone every day.
What?
So it was fucking like, this is like, God damn it, I need a rope and
well,
I need one fast.
I was on the road at the time, and I was starting, like, weird shit was starting to happen. Like, I was starting to get, like, debilitating stage fright, which had never happened to me.
Oh, I remember
like,
that.
Yeah, like, you weird, guys, like, yes. That was the first, like,
we all
sign.
Remember that.
Like, like
Brendan,
weird.
We were all calling him gay. Right as we go up on stage, like, look how gay Brendan is, right? He's shaking like
yeah.
a fucking.
Yeah,
king.
Weird shit.
I don't think it had anything to do with us.
Yeah, that just my friends were following
man.
Me around everywhere calling me gay.
I'll say it was a great time in our lives.
Maybe it wasn't getting off Lexapro.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was all your
we
friends.
Were having a blast.
Yeah.
It was one of the best years of my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, man.
But so I was like, all right, I gotta figure this shit out. I'm gonna go home. I was home in Cleveland. Things kept getting worse. I don't want to go through the whole shit, but basically,
I knew you went to a psych ward. I knew that was something that you talked about on the show before.
Yeah.
I didn't know it got that crazy.
Yeah. So I hung myself with this thin blanket from this rafter in this room.
What
in
was
my
the
parents'
hold on?
House.
What was the thing that set you off that made me go, I'm hanging myself?
Okay, so I had a reaction to an antipsychotic. I got this side effect called akathisia, and it's it's
Icky Breaky Heart Syndrome.
Yeah, Billy Say, Billy yeah. Ray Cyrus.
It's a
band.
Billy Ray Cyrus song, yeah. is what it is. It's when you have akathisia, it's a, like you become a super high suicide risk because it's this bizarre, and they don't even fucking look.
They just named this thing that's weird and random because people. Here's the thing. It's not even a fucking disease. It is an occurrence that has happened a bunch of times, and they go, all right, we'll just give it a name. We have to have a name to talk about this thing with.
Not only that, because you're a crazy person, and I'm not at all one of those people who's against psych drugs. I think they're very important. I think they help lots of people. I'm on them right now. They help me.
You're making terrible eye contact.
But it is
fucking just tuned in. It's great.
It is funny because... Feels he likes me. I do. I like Lewis. I like Zach. We just met. Anthony's all right.
No, man. He means likes you. What? You know what I mean?
Oh, like
romantically.
Yeah. Like in fourth grade, you say, yeah, like I like him.
I've never seen Lewis so doughy-eyed in my life.
But
all of them's pretty doughy.
Yeah, pretty doughy-eyed. Doughy stomach, doughy legs.
Zach is back.
Yes.
Because you're crazy, they won't tell you the possible side effects of pills because they know you're crazy. So if they tell you, you're going to go home and be like, I think I got that numb arm shit they told me, you know, so they don't tell you. So I just didn't know this akathisia.
I think I've got oopsie bye-bye-atosis.
Yeah, yeah.
I got goodbye cruel worlditis.
Yeah. So akathisia is this weird thing where you feel like you have to escape out of your body. It's like it feels like you can't sleep.
DMT. Nothing.
It's,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Fuck yeah, like Rogan, I get it.
It's really weird.
This nigga's sick.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, just black holes, man. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Oh, man, he hung himself in an isolation tank. Cool, bro.
Yeah, that's why it didn't work.
Jamie,
I was
bring
just...
that up.
Just floating.
That's why it didn't work. I was just floating. Floating with the news. So I didn't want to die. I just like needed this feeling to stop. Like it was torture. Like I needed it to stop.
You needed to be out of your body.
It's this bizarre, torturous feeling where you feel like you're trapped in your body. It's very hard to explain. Even having had it and being done with it, I still can't really remember the feeling.
Yeah, there's a term like you want to crawl out of your own skin.
Yeah. It literally feels like it's brutal. It's fucking brutal. And it's crazy that they don't tell you, hey, you might get this thing. If you do, you need to go to the hospital. Like, I get why they don't, but I really think they should.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hung myself with this thin rope off this rafter in my parents' house. My mom.
You made the decision.
There.
You're like, I'm gonna just fucking kill myself.
I didn't even make a decision. It was like, I can't feel like this anymore. I like ran to do it. Like it got so bad that I was just like, this needs to end.
Wow.
This feeling needs to end. And so I had this thin rope and I hung it over a rafter and I tied the knot real good, right? And
where'd you hang it over?
There was this rafter sort of thing in my parents' living room. My mom was upstairs and
she was home. So, you're an asshole. Let you fucking DeVito find you, you dickhead. Your poor mom. She's gotta have that image in her life forever. Anthony doesn't care. He's got a fucking blue check mark. He's okay.
Yeah, man, I'll take a nice picture.
Do you have a blue check mark and a blue friend?
There it is.
Pew pew.
So I jump off this little like footrest thing, and then I'm hanging for a second, and then the blanket goes and stretch it, just like, you know how a blanket can kind of like wrench, like it didn't rip, but it just did that, like the fabric just
the fabric pulled, almost like a run in the stocking.
And so then, but I tied the knot real good, you know? So then I'm just hung.
Former Boy Scout.
I'm just hung standing on the ground, you know, like, which is just embarrassing. And then, but the knot was behind my back, like really good, and it had pulled itself tighter.
So I
had to be like, no, I'm not choking, but
you're,
I'm stuck.
You're hard. You're rock hard at this
I'm
point.
Rock
you're
hard.
Ready to go, Mom.
Not even. You're just fashionable.
Yeah.
Just look like Kid Cudi.
So I'm hung, and then I just have to be like I'm sitting there thinking like I couldn't get out, so I had to be like,
there are days, and then there are days.
So I had to yell for my mom.
Whoa.
And she was on the phone. She couldn't hear me, so she goes, I'm on the phone. Hold on.
Oh, my God, this fucking kid, I hate him.
I'm on the phone. Hang on.
So I'm sitting there hung like, all right, well, just whenever you get a chance.
Oh, no.
And so finally she comes downstairs like, what the fuck? And we had a, and she took me to the hospital, and they put me in the psych ward.
Did she start freaking out?
Yeah, but she's a nurse, and she used to be an OR nurse, so it's like she was freaking out, but also holding it together. You know, she used to see dead people all the time. You know, like she was that was her job. So yeah, I'm her son. It's a little different, but she held it together. She held it together better than I think. Like. My dad would have, you know, like he would have flipped.
Is your dad around or now?
Yeah, yeah, he's around. You know, it's funny.
He's
an immigrant
right now, Lewis.
He's an immigrant and never once told me he loved me till I hung myself. So so it worked. The whole thing
worked.
That
was it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what type of immigrant is he?
He's from Ireland.
Oh, yeah. What is that? It's a weird thing with like European parents don't tell their kids they love them.
Yeah.
Is it a weird thing?
Yeah.
Why do European parents not tell their kids they love them?
I feel like an Italian does.
Yeah.
But
some
like
overdo it. You know what I mean? Like either it's like they go.
Your father's tongue kissing his son.
Right. Yeah.
More.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got to do it, you know.
It's like Irish culture. And English, German. Like they don't
like,
show.
I think like yeah, Germans, Austrians, there's fucking Russians. I don't think a Russian dad would ever tell his kid that he loved him.
But if you're
Last time my grandma's German, the last time I said I love you on the phone, she went, "I like you too," and hung up.
Yeah, they don't even have a word for it. Yeah. They don't even know that's a word.
But I
didn't really tell my aunt that I loved her growing up. I didn't say we didn't say I love you, and I say it now.
Yeah,
because she's the one that's left.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But you should hear it. You should spend your time growing up hearing the words "I love you." You know.
Yeah,
yeah. And if you're having a problem with that, do a failed suicide attempt, and it'll fix it.
Man, and if that doesn't work, they do not love you. Yeah. They are out.
That's fucking crazy. So you had to go to a psych ward, and then you
in and out of the psych ward.
How long were you in the psych ward for?
I was in two different psych wards.
Did you still have the feeling of being
well,
part of your skin?
That eventually went away when they were like, as soon as I got to the hospital, they were like, "Oh, you have akathisia.
Right.
You got to stop taking this antipsychotic immediately."
Yeah.
And so that went away. And so then I'm just depressed, really depressed. But I'm not. I don't have that same feeling. And then I went to a couple psych wards. I went to like a longer-term mental hospital where I was there for close to 3 months.
Is it cool? Is there hot chicks? Can you finger-bang another patient?
I tried.
It's like Panama City, Lewis.
No, it is.
I would imagine that, dude. I would imagine people fuck. There was that season of American Horror Story. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I know what you're talking about.
Right? And that one chick just wanted to fuck. Mm-hmm. I would try to find that bitch. Where's the bitch who fucks everything since she was 4? Like, that's her thing?
Right.
They're always in there, dude. She's like 19 because some guy wouldn't fuck her, and she stabbed him to death with her fucking nail file. And she's like, "Oh, no, I just need to fuck everybody." People have been fired from the institution because they fuck her. She fucks fucking guards.
But this is telling of me and Lewis's friendship, because you're like, "Oh, you're going to lock us in a building with crazy women?"
Yeah.
Dude, you know how many girls I've dated that are batshit? So
I
hot.
Have to sort through them?
I just
have bracelets?
I thought I had that woman. I thought I had the crazy fuck woman, and I was so pumped.
It's like having a fast pass at
huge,
Six Flags.
Hot, huge fake tits.
Yes.
So I'm, and
this
we're
is
like,
in there?
Yes, and we're like flirting. It's great. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm going to fuck this girl in the mental hospital.
It was an old Native American man.
And,
do you know how many patients fall in love with that lamp?
Oh, fuck, that's hilarious. So what happened with this chick?
So it turns out she's like super Christian, and like it shut it down right away. Like we're flirting, and then I like try to be like, "Hey, let's go to your room." Shut it down right away, and it's like super hardcore Christian. And I go to this other dude in there. I go, "This is weird, man.
Did you want
to
fuck?" This bitch is a brute.
I go, "Listen,
I'm horny as shit.
Like, any port in the storm, bro.
can you suck my dick, dude? We're not gay in the mental." No, I go to this other dude in there. I go, "This is weird, man. She's like super Christian, but she's got these huge fake tits. It doesn't add up." And he goes, "Yeah, we're in the fucking mental hospital, you idiot."
This bitch is crazy.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, it was pretty good in the long-term mental hospital. Like, they had a gym. The food was good. Like,
because it was paid for. It was self, or it was
no,
like,
it was insurance. It was insurance. My insurance at the time, I was doing pretty well before that, so I had decent insurance.
Yeah.
So, like, I got into a pretty good place. So it was like,
but it's like it's not like it's state mandated.
Yeah, yeah, it's not the psych. It's different. The psych ward's crazy. The psych ward is a whole different.
Being arrested.
Yeah, the psych ward. There's people in the psych ward that are arrested. You know, they use like when someone gets arrested and they're crazy, they put them in the psych ward. Yeah. So the psych wards are crazy. Like the mental hospital was nice. It was like good food, fucking like good doctors. Kind of like, I mean, it sucked.
Could you walk out?
No, except this one guy who was an NFL player.
He could do whatever the fuck
he
wanted.
Whatever that he wanted. It was crazy. We were on complete lockdown, and then he'd come back and be like, "Where were you?" And he was like, "Oh, I went home. I was swimming with my kids."
Whoa!
Like, what the fuck?
Who's an NFL
talking?
Player?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Can you say his name? Swim?
No, I can't.
You're not
can't.
Allowed to say his name.
I mean, I'm sure I'm legally allowed. It would be a huge ethical violation. Like, I don't want
to. Rhymes with Tom Brady.
That explains the swimming part.
Yeah.
He went to a psych ward.
Yeah, you know what I think happened, because we got to be kind of good buddies. I think he had an incident, and the league or the team
was like, "You need to
was
fix
like
yourself.
You need to go do X amount of time." Right. Like, because he wasn't crazy, really. Other than,
is he a famous guy?
If you're a football guy, you know his name.
Yeah,
the general public wouldn't know his name. The general public wouldn't know his name.
Okay.
So he's like, he was a current NFL player. And it was fun because we would watch, me and him would watch football together, which was great because it was during the season.
He
would have the best, like, insider information about, guys. Yeah, he'd be like, "That guy, people don't like to be friends with him because he ate a mouse in college."
Who's that guy?
some lineman.
You
I forget
can say that.
Name.
There's no ethical issue with.
Yeah, I don't know his name. Yeah, it's just some guy where they're like, "Yeah, he had some bet and he ate a mouse, and now everyone knows he ate a mouse, and nobody hangs out with him." It's like a good tidbit to know.
By the way, I'm just picturing a cat playing football.
Yeah. But he was
too.
He was cool. He had an alias, and he took me. We got to be buddies, and he took me aside. I knew who he was right away,
right.
And he like took me aside in the kitchen one day after,
like, hey,
and he was like,
"I fucked that Christian."
No, he
I'm
goes.
Pretty awesome.
He goes, "Man, I gotta come clean with you, bro. My name's not Frank." And I'm like, "Yeah, I knew. You're 6'8", 275. Like,
my name's John Elway."
Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're wearing shoulder pads.
Yeah.
You've got them in
and
here.
And I've never met a black guy named Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. He white, actually.
Definitely white.
White guy.
Listen to me. You cannot... Look, you murder somebody, you know he's believing you that you're insane if you're a black guy. That's the real plight of the black man, is that you'll never be able to plead insanity. It's the truth.
What do you mean?
It's racism. Oh. Just pure racism just now. Pure unadulterated racism. I don't know where I'm going with it.
That's great, man. I'm all for it.
Well, all right, so you're better now, though. Everything's good, obviously. You're never going to try to kill yourself again, please.
Well, they say, you know what they told me, which is good? They said, generally, if you have a major mental breakdown, generally, if it comes back, it comes back not as strong.
It's like herpes.
No, herpes comes back worse.
No, it doesn't. I thought herpes the first time is always like the worst, and then the outbreaks.
Oh, good.
That's what I understand.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. You know, someone was telling me the other day that herpes wasn't a problem until like big drug companies made herpes into like a villain. Is that true? Did
Maybe.
Herpes used to be normal?
You know,
and then
that?
A drug company?
Somebody with herpes.
Yeah, somebody riddled with herpes.
This isn't even that bad.
Yeah, man.
Fucking. Big pharma got involved, you know?
It was great, actually. You could jump higher.
Everyone wanted that herpes.
Yeah, that's crazy. No.
Magic Johnson is like, you know, AIDS used to be a trophy.
Yeah, yeah, it used to be a thing of the rich.
Yeah.
Sign of decadence.
Yeah, 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 yeah. People wouldn't have smoking jackets. They'd get HIV. Yeah, that's banana.
What is that, a Rolls Royce? No, it's full-blown AIDS, my friend.
My God, I didn't realize that was... standing next to an aristocrat.
So it seems he's got a touch of the king's cough.
Yeah, and like the more you have it, that means the wealthier you are.
Yeah.
Full blown. My God, man, I didn't know you were an oil tycoon.
I see you're covered in legions. Do you have a wine recommendation?
fuck. Well, my roommate Lewis loves.
Oh shit! All right, we have to talk about some other things too. This has fucking been really fun so far. Where's Stone now? We're Stone now. He just doesn't show up. Is that what's going on with him? Give him a ring.
He hates your guts, man.
Give him a ring on the old hotline.
I told him he's going to be because they give you a time for those auditions, but you know how it is. You sit there forever. Yeah. I told him, you know,
I'm a big deal. Yeah. Walking
right in. By the way, I haven't seen you since. Congratulations on your fight. You look great.
Thanks, man.
You look great. I watched the fight.
I don't look great. I look like shit. No,
no, you look great fighting.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
I was impressed. I was on the show the week before. Yeah. I said I have no doubt you're going to win. We share the same trainer.
Yeah.
And it was a great fight. My favorite part was how they were just like the headgear breaks and just there's no litigating body. It's
beautiful.
Just like, oh, let's just go no headgear.
It was
and
a beautiful
clearly
moment.
You were into it, and I saw the other guy was like, oh, no,
he was on bottom. I was
no,
mounted.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a good idea at that moment. I would have been okay if they would have restarted us with the no headgear and stood us up because I would have understood that.
Right.
He's at a massive disadvantage especially because he hadn't trained jiu-jitsu at all, which I later found out. I would have went more grappling heavy had I known that he trained no jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
It's just so taxing to grapple, and I was beating him in the striking. So I was like, at this point, I can box for three rounds pretty easily. It's not like, you know, the grappling is what completely takes it out of you. I can literally just box three rounds right now. Right now, being out of shape, and I feel like I could do it, I'd be winded, but it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Right.
But as soon as you throw a little bit of wrestling in there, a little bit, it's fucking over. Did you wrestle in college or in high school?
No, but when we train,
you have that build.
When we train, you know, the problem with it is, my problem would have been, if I wrestled, given my size, I would have needed to be much skinnier. Because I'm not a tall guy.
But you're stocky. A lot of those guys are. Mike Vecchione, you know, lower to the ground, being heavy is not necessarily a bad thing.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. But I bet Vecchione, when he wrestled, wrestled at a probably 170 or something.
I think it was even lighter than that.
Yeah, because I wouldn't need to be. Right now, I'd be a fucking heavyweight, and it's like, I can't go against those guys.
Are you still training?
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. When you throw takedowns, as soon as you throw takedowns into the mix, it's a next level of endurance.
It's a fucking nightmare.
It's just crazy. Defending them, anything, but anyway, I don't want to get off track. You look good. The fight was
good.
You dominated it.
Yeah, I agree. I think I dominated all three rounds. And I'm thinking about doing another one soon, maybe after the summer. So we'll see what happens. I'm trying to get back in shape now. I've put on, since the fight, 45 pounds easily. Easily.
But that's what fighters do.
Yeah.
I mean, fighters do that. They get in shape. They get in shape for the fight. They get in shape for the fight, and then they relax for a bit, and then they get back in shape.
Well, I do that every summer anyway. Now I'm back in. I'm doing this program. I'm starting today. Right after this, I have a meeting. And then after that meeting, I'm going to the gym, and I'm starting my Body Beast program.
Is that your own thing, or is that like a known thing?
You would think it was mine, right?
Yeah.
When you hear the name, right? You're like, that's probably Louis J. Gomez.
Is that a new podcast you're doing?
Yeah. But
I would have guessed because it's not called The Comedian's Workout.
thanks, Zach. It's kind of like one of these P90X style programs, but it's designed to put on mass. You have show the trailer. My boy Sagi. Give me some volume.
We are not quitting. You want to get big? You got to lift big. This is what I'm talking about. Let's go. Best of six. Come on.
We're going to touch him,
You want to get rich? That's what he takes. No rest. This is a drop set. Last one. Please. Booyah. Nice.
He said booyah. 2019.
This is like a sketch.
Yeah.
The one guy had his hat on sideways.
Yeah.
Nobody's done that in 30 years.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Raise the roof.
Who let the dogs out? Yeah. Come on, everyone.
On the Macarena, I got two Macarena.
Get the jiggy with it.
This guy's incredible.
I need a little bit of Monica in my life.
Boom shakalaka.
He's on fire. By the way, this is the video that they would catch Mac watching on Always.
Yeah, that's a great call. Yes.
Doggy,
100%.
Listen to me. I joined Beachbody On Demand. I have the program on my phone. I'm going today and unapologetically going to be watching this guy with headphones on my phone in a real gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. You only need fucking, here's what I like. You only need dumbbells. You need an easy curl bar. Boom. That's it. That's all the equipment you need for it. See what's up. Get some fucking mass. I was doing this crazy extensive fucking workout that I was in great shape for. My understanding from people that are talking about this is some fucking crazy shit.
Do they eat anything special on this thing or is it just like weights?
Dude, all fucking candy.
all the candy you want.
You eat as much sugar as you want, you know?
Only 90s candy.
Yeah. Pink Starburst. Yellow Starburst.
Gushers. Dunkaroos.
Go nutrageous.
For breakfast, I eat big bowl of cookie crisp.
These are good because you eat some now and some later. That's why they call them now and later.
It's just okay.
Yeah. It's like the only difference with his workout from everything else.
Discontinued candy.
Yeah. Yeah, just all this.
This is the world's number one candy-based fitness system.
Oh, shit.
Trick or treat, it's me.
Ding dong, it's Sagi Kalev. I am here to show you how you can get fit while you eat sugar.
Are you a boy or are you Mr. Goodbar?
I'm going to make you feel like 100 grams. What's his name? Sagi Celeb? What's his Sagi Celeb? Well, I don't know what his last name is. Sagi. I like it. I'm starting this today. I don't care. Doggy, I did Insanity once and I was in great shape. Like really, really good shape. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't take it with Sean T. He did it all by himself.
I did Insanity once, and it was look, if you know anything about fitness, okay, if you are moving your body for 45 minutes to an hour a day, 6 days a week, and you're watching your fucking carb intake and your sugar intake, you're naturally going to get in great shape. You know?
Right.
This is the truth. I don't care. Unless you have some sort of crazy fucking disease that makes you not be able to fucking move. That's it. You know, there are exceptions, but anybody in the fucking world, everyone knows this about me. I'm inspirational as fuck, doggy.
Yeah, all right. The fans, I've taken your classes.
You know what's going on, man.
Of course.
People are listening to this. It's the truth. Okay. If you're a fat fuck right now and you're sitting there, you're sitting on your fucking ass, listening to this podcast, you're eating whatever, right? 3 to 6 months away, you could be in the greatest shape of your fucking life. I know this firsthand. I didn't start exercising until I was 26 years old. I never ran a mile in my entire life. Okay? Never did anything. I'm going to do this over the course of the next 3 months. Harrington, I know you're disgusting. Like, you're not even, like, fat like Zach. Zach's fun fat. Okay? Zach's like, you know, Zach's fine the way
Hawaiian shirt fat, I would call it.
Yeah. Zach is like, you know, that's his thing. Zach wouldn't work if he wasn't fat, okay? Harrington, you're like me. I'm disgusting too, okay? I'm like, I don't work as a fat guy. I saw a picture of myself that Bobby Hutch posted to the Gas Digital Instagram. And I almost had you take it down like a fag. I almost hit you up and was like, dude, take that photo down. But then I was like, you know, what am I going to do? I'm not a fucking bitch. Leave it up. Who cares?
Nothing to hide.
Right? Nothing to hide here. But as a reminder to myself, what a disgusting animal I'm becoming, I said, keep it up, right? So...
Can you bring up the photo real quick?
No, we don't need to. So
bring it up. Let's see.
Some things, you know, a little odd.
It's me and Alex singing, which first we have fucking beautiful voices, okay?
Yeah, but you're next to Alex, so that's way worse.
That is true. Yeah. But Harrington, you're disgusting like that. You're the same way. You know, your body. When I look at your body, there we go. Look.
I like.
And you wanted that taken down because of how you look.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Your problem with that was my body.
You gotta hear my part. I get a solo here in a second. Look at my hair. I didn't shave my head. It's a nightmare. Bobby, why would you think this is a good idea to post this? Why would you think that I would ever want this? So I the only thing you have, all right, turn off. The only thing you have control of in this industry is your image and your reputation.
Well, you should just said. Just
nobody thinks that I'm a fat, disgusting, bald man. Now they know. Everyone thought that because they see we all see the best versions of what we present ourselves as on social media and the internet. So they've only seen me with my shirt off looking dope. My special, we're editing it together. Watch how many wide shots we have on my special. Very few. All in here. The whole fucking special. You'll fucking see, bitch. You know, you go and post that like I'm a fucking... I know what you did there. I make mental notes of all these little things that my employees do to fucking get under my skin and go against me. And it's just another little fucking thing. Your list is very long.
I thought it was a great promotional clip for the show that was happening in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? Guess what? You're fired. Now you're fired. This is the way that I do it.
I thought it was the kids of Whitney High.
It's the way we end the show is we fire the employees.
Fun.
All right, gentlemen, really quick, let's just take a moment and talk about PureVPN. You don't want to be on the internet without a VPN. When you're searching the internet, companies are collecting your data, okay? This is a major, major thing right now. You guys hear about things in the election, and you hear about, you know, data mining and all these crazy buzzwords. Your data and the information about you is worth a fucking shit ton of money, and people are rabid for it, okay?
How many times have you been talking about something or you Googled something, and then there's an ad for it immediately?
Pops up right away. It's like, holy shit, black dildos. What the hell? I was just talking about that with my good friend Zach. Here we go. Companies right now are monetizing your data. Hackers are getting your personal information. And guess what? Your online habits are being tracked. I'm going to tell you right now, there's that show Black Mirror on Netflix where they talk about like the collecting of your data and information and having like in the future, like you're going to have an online pro. That's crazy shit, dude. I don't like it, okay? This is an especially important tool for those who like streaming or downloading content online. They're talking about porn. That's why I recommend using purevpn.com, who will guarantee your online security. This is how you securely browse the internet. And since I am not a techie, here's a Google explanation of what a VPN is. VPNs, or virtual private networks, allow users to securely access a private network and share data remotely through public networks. Much like a firewall protects your data on your computer, VPNs protect it online. VPN will encrypt your traffic and hide your real IP address, which can be used to identify it as you. And this is what PC Mag had to say about having a VPN. VPN is a uniquely powerful tool that you should definitely have in your personal security toolkit. So go to the landing page, purevpn.com/RAP. That is PUREVPN as in Nancy, .com/RAP. And you can get this really amazing security for just $4 a month. All right, let's get back into it. So I'm getting back in shape. This is going to be it. I did go back and I saw Diego. I got to start going back regularly. Diego's fucking great. So obviously doing some cardio with Diego is great, but I want to be Jack fucking D.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
How big are you looking to get?
No, this is exactly what I'm doing. Now, what you're doing is the right way, because what I like to do, which is wrong, what I like to do is I like to lift heavy.
Yeah.
And that's not good for getting...
Jack D.
Yeah.
That's good for getting strong,
it's
though.
It's good for... I'm strong, too. I'm strong.
You're strong. You're an ox.
Yeah, but I'm not...
We fucked around a little bit. Sexually.
Yeah, we fucked a lot of times. Well, kissing. He fucked me. But, you know, I then tried to fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, you're a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, that's what... I tried to fuck him, and he said, I'm the host. Yeah, stop that. Stop what you're doing. Yeah, and that's fair. Fair is fair. But, yeah, I just like it better. It makes me feel better. But in order to get jacked, I think lighter weights, higher volume will get cut up.
Well, they have
faster.
Two different programs. So they have one which is lighter. It goes pretty heavy here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Lighter relative. Like, that stuff looked pretty heavy, you know?
It looked okay. It didn't look like... I think he's going up to, like, 70s or 80s with the dumbbell press.
Yeah, so not light.
That's not light. That's moderately heavy?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the right word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Oh, nailed it.
What, you're trying to get big like those guys, though?
Kind of.
Wow.
You know, I get that everyone looks at Aaron Berg and goes, what a fucking jerk off, right? I get it. Everyone. I understand it. But when Aaron Berg looks at Aaron Berg, he goes, yeah. Yeah. And when women look at Aaron Berg, they go, yeah. And when fucking people in the industry look at Aaron Berg, they go,
who's
nah.
headlining?
So that's what you want.
I don't care about the perception that meatheads aren't funny. I'm already considered a meathead. I'm just fat. It doesn't matter. It's not like I'm going, oh, he's in shit now. He's not funny. He's fun. No, he's a big fucking dumb meathead. He says dumb things. Great. I don't care. Okay, that means nothing for me. For me, when I'm in shape and I have fucking abs and I can take my shirt off at the beach or I can fucking just feel, I am firing on all cylinders in a lot of ways. Psychologically, it's actually it's an insight as to where I'm at mentally. You know, there was an interesting point. I forget whose concept this was. It might even be Stephen Molyneux, but Dave Smith made this point to me. Maybe it's not Stephen Molyneux. Whoever, no, I'm sorry. It was Ron Paul, I believe. Whoever the fuck it was. No, Jordan Peterson. There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. This was an interesting point. I never read Jordan Peterson shit. I'm not a fucking one of these dudes. I don't follow niggas, okay? I'm the Jordan Peterson of my world, okay? Jordan
Peterson. That's what I'm talking about. Be your own Jordan Peterson.
I am. That's what I am, doggy. He's his own shit, right? I'm my own shit. You shouldn't fucking be a fucking follower of any motherfucker. You can like some shit that people say and do, but don't be, if you're defining yourself by being a fucking follower of some other nigga, you fucked up, okay? That's a reality, okay?
Right.
It was either Stefan Molyneux, Rand Paul,
or Jordan Peterson.
Or Dave somebody, Smith.
No, it was Dave Smith. No, it came from Dave Smith, and those Dave are voting, all people that, you know, he
Dave likes.
You know, that he is either associated with or likes. But no, he was talking about, you know, how he was talking about, I guess somebody was doing an interview with him and they were saying, what would you tell college students today? And his point was, he was like, kind of like,
drink this.
He's like, stop caring so much about all of these bigger picture issues. Yeah, he would say, go clean your room. That was the quote. Go clean your room. And it was like, we need to go clean your room. He was like, yeah, go clean your room. Get your room in order. Right. Let's start there. Start step one, clean your room and look at your room and go, is my room fucking perfect? Is it clean? Is everything the way that it's supposed to be? Then you go from there, you go to the living room, you go to the rest of your house. Right. Then you start to worry about other little issues in your life and expound from there. You know what I'm saying? Like to make it everyone, 17-year-old kids going like, you should be acting this way. It's like, what the fuck do you know about the world? And I think
if
you have your life together, I think that's more valuable, or it shows more about the way you think than being able to articulate things on the internet, which I think that's where we're gearing people towards. We're not teaching kids to clean the room and to challenge themselves and to, you know, get their lives in order. We're teaching them to be rewarded for saying provocative things on the internet. And I don't think that's the way that we should be teaching kids.
That's a really interesting point, because when I first got sober, I had a guy tell me, first thing in the morning, every morning, make your bed. And I was like, motherfucker, what are you talking about? I'm trying to quit drugs.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, don't worry about what I'm talking about. Just do it. And I was like, all right, fine, fuck you. And I just started making my bed every day.
Yeah.
And it changed shit, because it's like, I didn't do that before. It and it's like, you start these little things, and then you do a next thing, and then you do something else.
Well,
and
you start
like,
to realize how valuable it is to have your bed made and how good it feels to walk out into your room at the end of the night and go like, shit, I'm just now sort of becoming an adult.
Right.
You know, I was a fucking big kid for a long time, but... Yeah. Little things like, you know, buying new curtains for the apartment or having a rug that matches, you know, the couch, and getting art that's sort of like, those are little things that like I never cared about at all in any sense of the word ever in a million years.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to understand the value of that and having a home space where you walk in and you feel. We did that with this studio specifically.
Yeah.
You know, everything in the studio is designed in a way where you, without thinking about it, you go, this is very together. It's very like your hands are on a table. There's nothing in front of you. You know what I'm saying? That's important to not have a microphone stand right here and you're jumbling over it, to be able to do that. To these things, I'm gonna take my headphones out, but these close. You know what I'm saying? So when nothing's on the table, it doesn't close.
It just seems like you're trying.
Why didn't it close?
Yeah. Yeah, Louis, you got it together.
It disrupted my whole world just now. Do you see how it disrupted my whole world? This one closes. Why doesn't this one close? Can this be fixed? This is like a really fucking expensive.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it after.
Yeah, that's crazy that doesn't close. Now that one's not opening.
can't believe this happened in the middle of this grand speech about getting your life together in this. You're like, this isn't premium oak.
It's not wrong. It's not wrong, though, because that actually goes to show you how bad it is to not have something like that work.
Sure.
You know, and just fucking, like, you're supposed to be able to rub your hands on this table and not even think about how fucking nice it is, how smooth the edges right. are. There's no, you know, there's things like that. That
ow, a splinter.
You know what the fuck I'm saying.
I know exactly what you mean, man.
You know what I'm saying.
It's like when you put on a suit and you feel better about yourself for like no reason.
Simple as that. Yeah. But that's how I feel about when I'm in shape.
People look at you differently when you wear a suit too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like that? You don't like that pressure, or you like that?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually wearing a clown suit.
Zach, you're fat in a way that I saw a shirtless picture of you on the intro. You're the best. You're tight. You're tight fat. Yeah. That's nice. That's good for fucking.
It's balanced well.
Yeah, you know that's what I mean? I'm saying. It's filled out right. You know that fat where it's like just
solid.
Like a Mormon.
Yeah, like a pillow with the stuffing popping out. You're not that.
I'm melting.
Know what you mean. You're like a good shape.
Totally.
I have like the hard old man's.
Yes,
I'm like
right.
Tank Abbott body.
Yeah, it's like pop. Yeah. Like you could skip
like
it
pro wrestler. You're pro wrestler fat.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Yeah, it's great. Yep. Like I don't get fat. Like when I start getting
that's not disgusting. That type of fat guy is not. I'm a disgusting fat guy. When you see my melty skin and I'm sweating on you, it's fucking disgusting.
I know, because I get the same thing where like a body part, like a part will get fat.
Yeah,
it's lumpy and it's uneven.
My dick.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it has not filled
whenever
out.
I watch the video of Lewis fighting, it's weird.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty standard, Brendan. But yeah.
So, hold on. What else? How did you give me notes? We didn't get to any of this stuff. It's just been great, though. Oh, I thought of this really good business idea. Maybe I can't.
No, say it. I love a business idea.
Such a good business idea.
We got to talk about it.
Okay. So, Ben Askren is fighting Robbie Lawler.
Okay. Robbie Lawler, is that Jerry Lawler's son?
No.
Okay.
No. But he's an MMA fighter, but he's a former UFC champion, but really, like, you know, sort of fallen off. Like, hasn't really been the fucking killer that he was for a long time. And he's fighting Ben Askren, who's undefeated. This guy's a monster. Okay. You know Ben Askren.
Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know, most highly regarded non-UFC fighter probably ever.
Was he he was a wrestler,
Olympian,
right?
Yeah. 2008 Olympic team.
Yeah.
And it's just his skill set is just it's designed to tear through Robbie Lawler. He's a wrestler. He's that dude. I don't think there's any way he loses this fight. Now he's a -300 favorite.
Okay.
Is it -300 or how does it work? Where's Harrington? -300.
I always get confused when they do the minus. Better when they do
-300. He's a -300 favorite. Yeah, he's a -300 favorite. Meaning that for every $100 you put on him. You have to put $300 on him in order to make 100.
Gotcha.
Okay. So here's my business idea. Take $100,000 and put it on Ben Askren.
That's okay. That's the business.
It's a business.
That's not a business, Lewis.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man.
Lewis, you just invented gambling.
No, it's a business.
It's not a business.
Wait, what was the idea?
The business.
To put $100,000 on Ben Askren.
Yeah, man.
That's the business.
Lewis, you can't go on fucking Shark Tank with that business.
What's it up, Shark?
All right, you don't like that idea? Here's another concept.
Doggy, listen to me. If somebody came to you right now and said, $100,000 investment, because when you think of the odds are like, oh, those aren't great odds. You know, three to one or whatever. I got to bet 1 to 3.
Yeah.
But when you look at it as a business investment, if somebody came to you right now and said, $100,000, I'm going to give you your return, a 33% return the next day. Get $133,000 back the next day. That is the best business pitch I've ever heard in my fucking life. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed.
This is why I love you, Lewis, as a fucking hustler. You just tried to sell gambling as a business.
It's a business.
Opportunity.
Listen up, sharks. We buy an ounce of marijuana, and then we rebag it into eighths.
I'm telling you right now.
What do you call it?
I'm telling you right now, dude, this is a perfect business plan. All you need to do is get $100,000. If people want to come in on me with this, it's my idea. So I will
You franchise it out.
No, it's not. It's not your idea.
You too can take advantage of this for only 15% of your winnings.
I'm looking to take this business to Vegas, to Atlantic City.
Indian reservations. So, but you're saying you want people to pool their money. So you want a bunch of people to pool $100,000
together.
And then
with the $33,000, we get $100,000, but the $33,000 that we have left over, we buy a beach house in the Dominican Republic, and it is a timeshare. We can all go down and enjoy it. It's not that big of a deal. If there's 12 of us, break this down. 12 of us, I get a month at a beach house in the Dominican Republic for nothing. This is nothing. And then we could possibly rent it out when we're not there.
No,
it's a business.
I'm not into it. It's I'm totally into it. It's Brendan, you know? What? Is this a business?
It's a business.
It's the best business I've ever heard.
You're both crazy.
You've never heard of the gambling / timeshare business? It's one of the fastest growing sectors of our economy.
They teach this course at UPenn.
Listen to me. It's a guaranteed win. What do you want me to do?
The only thing growing faster is curated boxes on Instagram.
You guys are crazy. Great. I'm offering you an opportunity to come in on this business with me. We get 12 people to put in, what is it, $8,000? What is $100,000 divided by 12? Or 10, because we do two months of rentals a year. 2 months, we start making some fucking cash.
Yeah.
So here's
I think where...
How much is a house, a beach house in DR? I bet you can find one for $33,000.
I bet you we can.
But here's where I think where the business is going to run into problems. And I'm not trying to take down the business.
Whatever you're about to say, I've already thought of it. Okay.
I'm saying we've got to brainstorm these things before you go public.
I've thought of every angle. The way a boss thinks is we think of the worst case scenarios and we move forward.
If two people want to stay in the house at the same time, we draw a white line down the middle of the house. This is my side.
But who pays for the paint? The city. And that's the beauty of it.
What's to stop an individual investor in the business from being like, you know what? I'm going to bet on my own with my 12 grand and just do whatever I want to do. I don't want a beach house in the DR. What if they say,
they're not a part of this business. Go do that.
Okay, I got it.
They can start their own business.
Right.
Have fun.
That's a different business.
They don't think ahead like I think. Mm-hmm. Here's what they get, okay? And you guys obviously have watched Shark Tank, okay? They get me. And there's value.
I love this.
Sure. I'm not even wrong about this. There's an insane amount of value in having me as an asset in any business. I think of the world in a very different way, okay? Bobby Hutch, am I wrong or am I right about this, okay? People couldn't even tell you what I do for Gas Digital. Nobody can tell you what I do. Nobody can give you an idea as to what I do. Ralph does 1,000 things. You can go list a list of 1,000 specific things that Ralph has. We are equal business partners.
Right.
And it's for a reason. He's not dumb.
Yeah.
He's very, very, very smart to be a business partners with me.
I like that you're now telling the sharks that you are a shark. You're no longer selling the business. You're selling yourself as a shark.
I am a shark. What do you want me to fucking say? I'm not making this up. I'm an idiot. I can barely speak
NBC.
The language.
This
is what I do for a living. I mean, I talk into microphones when I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
And I've created an entire world around it. It's fucking bananas. People should look at me as an inspiration. Anybody who looks at me, I should be looked at as a fucking Mark Cuban type.
Yeah, I
think you are.
I think you are. I think you got to go on the show, man. I think that's like the funniest episode I've ever seen. Sir, what's your business? Louis J. Gomez. That's the fucking business.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I actually thought about that a while ago, not even for Shark Tank, but like to get somebody to invest in me.
Right.
As a bit like
I always thought that's a good idea that you can invest in people like
person.
Stocks.
Yeah. So to go, you can't do that, Harrington? Is that illegal or you think it's a bad idea?
You can, and it's a horrible idea.
Why?
Johnny Hendricks did it, and that's how he became the welterweight champion of the world. He's now in massive debt and forced to fight bare-knuckle boxing fights.
That sounds awesome, actually. If that ended up being my path,
yeah,
I'm 2 years from now, I'm bare-knuckle boxing? Are you fucking kidding me?
Just taking on gypsies?
Yeah. So wait, we've moved from pitching gambling as a business to trying to figure out why you can't buy and sell people.
I think it's a natural trajectory, Zach. Wait, why can't you buy and sell people?
Well, there is Louis J. Gomez. If I wanted to LLC myself, which comedians do that all the time, right? They incorporate themselves as a business. Why couldn't I go and pitch myself and show my, look, if I were to do this, if I were just to show my growth, like, all right, I started my business.
Totally.
5 years ago, right? Well, I guess it's been closer to 15.
Yeah,
15 years ago, right? Let's say the Louis J. Gomez comedy business, right?
Right.
But if I can show in the past 2 or 3 years the growth, I mean, honestly, if you look at the past 15 years and then all of a sudden probably, you know, 5,000% growth in the past 3 years from producing, like an insane amount. Like it's that number, just those metrics as a business. I would have put that on paper and show all of the assets, everything that I have going on, all of the things, and show the projections for those things. Is that not a better business than 1-800-Flowers? What do you want me to say?
I'm on board, man.
I'll tell you, in all honesty, I'll say this. That's a bad business for you.
For me, yes.
It's a bad business. Because I know, and I won't say names, but I know a young comedian that had a lot of heat. And an older comedian from the cellar offered him $150,000 for I can't remember what
it was, a percentage
for
of what they
a percentage
make?
Of what they make lifetime.
They did they did that.
Lifetime. Really?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about right now is the thing that happened.
Yes.
Do you remember any of the guy, names involved?
I do, and I won't say
why. Stop with your dumb ethical code shit.
I won't
dog.
Say the guy.
We're
who,
not in your psych
I can't
ward.
Say who the guy who offered
the
it.
The comedy seller.
But what I heard was somebody offered that to Leonard Utz, and he turned it down, and probably I would say that's a good deal.
$150,000 for a lifetime. That's a solid deal.
I think it was 15% or 10% of lifetime. I think.
So wait, he was offering up $150,000 for a percentage. Is that what it was?
It's a business.
Yeah,
lifetime buying the Leonard Utz business.
Yeah, yeah.
Of everything he ever made. What if he quit?
Comedy related. So show business related, acting. I think turning it down was probably
Utz
the right
starts
move.
A business like Gas Digital. Does that count under the umbrella?
I didn't know. I don't know any of the details. I would imagine yes.
150 not for 10%. It wouldn't be worth. It'd have to be a few million.
It'd have to be more.
For 10%.
For 10% for a lifetime,
yeah,
it'd have to be more.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But that's in that moment that's tempting.
What's the number? What's the 150 isn't tempting. $2 million would be tempting. Right now, $2 million.
$2 million I'd do in a second. But I don't have Gas Digital. That's different. I'm at a different spot than you're at. $2 million maybe. For me is like, of course.
$2 million, I think. 10% right now, $2 million. Oh, it'd be so nice.
Some people give the fucking Mormon church 10% for free. You know what
that's
I mean?
True.
Utz was smart to turn that down.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah, if you're Utz, you're turning that down.
Yeah, well, he might have been asleep too. He falls asleep.
Yeah, I just love, Louis, I love you in that interview. When you're just like selling your business to like whoever, you just have those charts. Those like pie charts are just like clearly handmade, like cardboard. Just like, look at the growth, everybody.
It's true.
That would be great.
It's fucking true. I think this whole, I'm not kidding about this.
I think it's an interesting idea. Yeah.
Forget selling myself. The Ben Askren idea, I'm actually really interested in.
Oh, back to the Dominican Republic Airbnb.
It's a guaranteed win. What, Harrington? You were going to say something?
Again, this is a real business, Louis.
What's a real business?
The getting gamblers together in a collective to invest in sports.
Yeah, it's a bookie.
No. There is like
real legal gambling.
Yeah, in Las Vegas, where it is legal, there is syndicates that will pool a bunch of money together, will place bets,
and then take commission off
the investors, and then take commission off the winnings.
But why doesn't the once again same thing almost what he said? Why wouldn't they just place the bet?
Yeah.
Because the gamblers themselves don't necessarily know where the best bet to make is.
So they don't even deal with anything. They just get their return.
You just tell them, look, I'm going to get you a 33% return on your investment.
But
you
there's
don't
no guarantee.
No, but you know that this is what I'm offering.
But
you.
He's
there's
a reputable.
Yeah, there's no guarantee when you go into any hedge fund and put any money in the stock market.
A 33% return overnight on an investment, if you just look at it as an investment, is insane. That type of, and if it's this safe, I mean, it's pretty fucking safe. There's some insider trading info. It's probably illegal what I'm telling everybody right now. Okay. I might be investigated for the information I'm giving people right now. Ben Askren is going to
bet on the undefeated guy?
Wipe the fucking floor with Robbie Lawler. What do you want me to say here? They're setting him up to be a massive, 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 massive star. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, but I think the argument, I mean, I agree. It seems like there's no way, but the argument against
there's more
what
risk
you're
with
saying,
the fucking timeshare right now.
The
okay?
argument
there's
against
a lot. There's weather, Dominicans everywhere. Go ahead.
The argument against what you're saying is like the sports books that set those odds like are very good at making their money, so they have experience at setting the odds at a place.
Yeah, because
where
idiots are going to bet on Robbie Lawler because
where it's
Robbie Lawler
much
is
even.
A
yeah, the, yeah, you're right.
That's why.
Yeah.
So the odds aren't based off of this. The and Harrington, you actually do a lot of gambling, okay? So you could give me some insight on this, okay? But my understanding of it is the sports book, there's no emotion involved. There's no real opinion involved where they're going like, I think he's got a real shot. So we're going to set the odds based off of that. The odds sway where the money's going.
Absolutely.
And it's mathematical. So they're not going to lose their money because they know how to set the odds in a way and move the line to where they're going to make their money. Am I wrong or am I right about that?
So the basic idea of a bookie is to make it so that both sides are equal and
make
you're going to get
money
a
on
big.
The big, yeah.
Right. So the idea is not to make it the actual odds of the fight, right? The odds might be Askren would win 9 times out of 10, but they price it at minus 300 so that you know, enough people will bet on it to offset the public underdog, which is Robbie Lawler.
Yeah.
So if you have 100,000 on Lawler and 500,000 on Askren, you know what I mean? That's going to even out.
They never want a liability.
Exactly.
They want whatever happens, they want to be, they just want to make their money on the VIG, not on the bet.
What's a VIG?
So you pay a percentage to the bookie or to the sports book in Las Vegas. So
oh, so they always make the percentage.
They make their percentage. So what they want is
so
equal money
math,
on both sides.
The math is set. So basically, they do the math, and the math is set to where when it's all paid out and it's all said and done, that's going out evenly no matter what?
They try to. Yeah, that's why the odds move. Because like if they start taking in a ton of money on Askren, they'll change the odds.
Yeah, of course.
So to get more money on the other
guy. So they make a percentage of the winnings no matter what.
So in the instance of the Super Bowl, this is the best way to explain it, is like if it's -3 on both sides, the bookie will set will make it so you need to pay $11 to win 10. There's -110 on everything. So their dream scenario is $1 million bet on the -3, $1 million bet on the +3. They're going to pocket 10%.
No matter what, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So look, that's so the point of all of this, fine. It's not a debate. Ben Askren's beating Robbie Lawler. It's can we get a house in DR for $33,000? Jamaica would be preferable. No? What's the price? What's a beach house? A small 2-bedroom.
Like $3 million.
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off.
You're looking in the wrong neighborhood.
Dominican Republic. Garbage country. I'll say it to their fucking face. They know. Puerto Ricans don't like Dominicans.
You know how great it would be to watch, just see Robbie Lawler knock Ben Askren out and you just hear from the crowd, my house!
And just people, the construction workers in the Dominican are like, fuck, that was my work for the summer. Yeah,
that's a lie, dude. Maybe not a beach house, maybe not beachfront, but what about in like a little beach town?
The only thing I could find was land at that point. You can get that for like $3,000, but then
Great.
You need to build the house.
Take the land.
Build the house for $33,000. How much does it cost to build a shitty 2-bedroom house in the Dominican Republic? You know what they have as materials there? It's like, you know, you remember Elmer's paste? That's what the walls are made from. They make walls from that. And then like fucking soda cans, they flatten them. And they make the roof out of that. It's fucking terrible, dude. It's like $40 tops. You build the whole house in DR. Go ahead.
Around $87,000.
No.
No deal.
No. That's not what it is. You can get a house for less than $87,000 in DR. Fine. Forget DR. Go to a different country.
Go to a different place.
It doesn't matter. It's a beach. It's a beach with fucking brown people serving you.
I would check maybe like a Senegal. Maybe Senegal, somewhere like that, or possibly...
Look in Jamaica. Ooh, doggy. If we can find a place. I bet you Jamaica. That's a poor
Is
country.
Jamaica cheaper than DR?
I mean, it must be.
Well, Jamaica's interesting because Jamaica's one of those like cruise ship stops where the whole outside of the island is rich,
right.
And then you go like 100 feet inland,
right.
And it's just fucking poverty.
Right. Just people on fire? Just people at the gates of the fucking resort. Yeah. I'm burning! Burning, man!
It's like a nicer Atlantic City.
Yeah. What is property in a house in Jamaica? How much can I buy a small little 1 or 2 bedroom beach house in Jamaica for? You could just, it's listed right now, bitch. This isn't guesswork. God, what?
No, we were looking up the cheapest, which was in Nicaragua. Which
I know. That'd be hilarious to say it every time. I'm here in Nicaragua.
He's looking it up right now.
Come on, everyone. I'm the king. Gather around, peasants.
We're canceling Lewis's road work in Nigeria.
Too tempting for him.
What does it say? I guarantee you.
But this is a 2-bedroom, and we're talking about like 12 guys, right?
Yeah, two bedroom, 12 guys. You're never sharing it with them at the same time. You're not, everyone's month, and you rotate the seasons.
Gotcha.
You know, so I guess there's going to be certain times when it's not going to be as ideal to go. But it's Jamaica. Doggy, Jamaica, right now, weather, Negril.
Always good.
82 and sunny. Tomorrow, 84 and sunny. The next day, 83 and sunny. Mm-hmm. The next day, 83 and sunny. It's always 83 and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Amazing. I bet you I can get, dude, how much to buy a beach Jamaican house in Jamaica? Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Buying beachside homes in Jamaica. Let's see. Register now from $239,000 US. No.
Nicaragua is almost as good. It's always 83 and sunny with a slight chance of a guy chopping your arm off with a machete. Yeah.
They put that on the app.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two men out tonight.
Yeah. I've watched that show, House Hunters International, and there's like a beach version as well.
Oh, like
beach House Hunters? I forget what it's called. You can get some shit, dog. I've seen it. Trust me, okay? This is me. Maybe I'm crazy. Let's see. Where is the most affordable beach homes? Daytona Beach, Florida. Not in the U.S., you fucking jerk-offs. God damn it, man. I wish you guys would be better at buying real estate in real time.
Here, these are the cheapest beachfront properties.
Where is it? San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua. What'd I tell you?
But Daytona Beach. What am I, an aristocrat?
What does it say? What's the price? I see. I can't see it because I can't read it really. From here, I see the price. I see pricing. What does that say?
$85,000.
$85,000?
Wow, that's a lot.
All right, we need $300,000. It's not a big deal, guys. Look, we just have to shift the business plan a little bit.
We need more investors.
We need $300,000.
Yeah, we need more investors.
No. Each person has to put a little bit more in. We're not doing more than 10 investors. We need 2 months to rent out. What are the other places, by the way? Santa Marta, Colombia.
Well, that's nice.
That looks fucking beautiful, doggy. And how much is it there?
$86,000.
It's less. It's going down. Should have started. That's incredible, right there. $86,000.
That's great.
Look! The town of Cartenegas. I also get the same exact joy of saying the word that I get with Nicaragua.
Let me pitch you, Lewis, on a possible addition to your business. This is something I've always thought of.
Can we first see the third town?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a third one. I apologize.
And this is Ecuador, Salinas, Ecuador.
That's nice.
I hate the look of that beach.
That looks like Florida. That's terrible.
Yeah, the beach is too long. Too far away from the beach, the dwellings.
Less than 40.
84.
Two bedrooms, two bath condo on the market. I think that's also too nice. I want a little shitty beach house.
Right.
I think a condo is too nice. I think we are looking too deep into this. I think building.
I like this land and building thing.
Land and building is the way to go. Maybe $35,000 is cheap. $50,000, I think we could do it. I think you could build a fucking house. How much to build a small house in Jamaica?
What was your pitch?
Yes.
I got to wait for Lewis to look this up, but I think I've got a little value added. Position for his business.
Cool. It's something I would say, this is a separate.
It's something I've always thought of, and maybe Hutch, is that guy's name?
Bobby Hutch. That's Bobby, and that's Harrington.
Maybe he can. Harrington, the gambler, can maybe school me on this. But so the Super Bowl has all these prop bets, right? And there's certain prop bets that people know the answer to. Like one of the prop bets is like an over and under on how long the national anthem is going to be, right?
Yeah.
So why couldn't you just go to Christina Aguilera or whoever's doing it that year, get in touch with her people and say, look, I'll give you 20%. Just tell me
limits
how long
on the prop bets.
Is that what it is?
They put big limits. Like 500 at the max on one of these things.
That's why.
Major
so just
limits.
Money limited.
Yeah, and it's just what it does, those prop bets, what all those are they give, that's money they give away to entice people to go and spend more money once they're on the website.
That makes sense.
So you already opened up your wallet, your credit card's there, you have an account with BetDSI or one of these other websites, and now you are, I'm assuming they'd have the math done, 400 times more likely to place another bet.
Excellent, that makes sense, because so many of those prop bets, there are people who know the answer to. Like, so I remember one year it was like, will Jay-Z do a guest appearance on halftime? It's like, many people know the answer to that. Yeah, do. But that makes sense. So there's just they're just heavily limited.
Yeah, and they're really like really limited.
Fuck
on some
my
episodes.
Business. Yeah, fuck my
like,
fucking.
Will Jay-Z drop dead? And then he does. He's like, oh, you clearly. You know. We're just going to assassinate him.
Well, do you know?
I love the person that's doing catering. They see barbecue chips. They're like, bet.
Well, that is what's so crazy is that is kind of not that far fetched. One of them is like, what color will the Gatorade be that they dump on the winning coach? And it's like, well, just ask the fucking water boy. You know, like. It's not,
but he's retarded, so he'll give you the wrong answer.
Bobby Boucher.
Apples. It's filled with them.
Let's see. Can you build your own home in Jamaica? Can anyone answer this question? $1 million Jamaican dollars be enough to build a two-bedroom property? How much is $1 million Jamaican dollars? Oh, it's a whole thing, fuck faces.
Also, that's
they have dollars.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Just use American.
11,000.
We just thought they had
300
coconut slices. Yeah.
$11,000. No, it's not enough to build a fucking house. This guy's an idiot.
Here's the thing: how great of a home? It doesn't need to be that good of a home. You know what I mean? A couple banana peels, some shoelaces, good enough.
I agree.
Yeah,
I've been to fucking these places, dude, and you could have a pretty nice home. There's a way to do this.
We found a nice one here. Hold on.
Go ahead. Oh, it's an actual piece of property for sale.
Great.
That's what we should have been looking for.
But look at that. Looks great.
Oh, it's got toxic waste barrier.
Yeah. Two-bedroom already.
All right. Go ahead. Where is that? What part of Jamaica, first of all? All right. It's nice.
It's on a nice block called Machete Row.
Yeah. What's on Wild Dog Avenue?
What is it? You know, it's a little bit of a fixer-upper.
I'd say so, you know. Get Chip and Joanna in there. Be
two
fine.
Bedrooms, one bedroom, bath.
One bath where?
Does not say.
Just Jamaica.
Just somewhere
big
in Jamaica.
Place, doggy. All right, what's the price?
$44,000.
That's not bad. So we're getting closer.
Yeah, that's actual
that's not
home.
Ideal. You're never gonna if you went to rent an apartment right now in New York City and putting your price, you're not the first one you click on, you're not gonna be like, that's it.
Sure.
No,
you
like,
gotta
okay.
do some work.
Yeah.
You gotta look.
All right. I like it. I like where we're going with this.
Yeah,
it is
think
a
that's
Super
doable.
Bowl. We gotta wrap up here in just a minute or two. I don't know even where we're at because the timer was never pressed. But let's plug some things really quick. Get those plugs out of the way.
Oh, okay.
Anthony DeVito, what do you got coming up? I'll be
at Go Bananas in Montgomery, Ohio, February 21st through the 24th. Come out to that. And then follow the Rad Dudecast. And for all my shows, you can go to anthonydevitocomedy.com.
Hell yeah.
I will be in Pittsburgh at Burning Bridges Comedy Club February 10th. That's a Sunday. You can get tickets at burningbridgescomedyclub.com. Subscribe to the Rad Dudecast. Follow the Rad Dudecast on everything. And then I'll be recording my debut album at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, or
great
technically Montgomery, March 28th through 31st. So come out to that. And you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Airbud, EYREBUD. Thank you for having us, Lou.
Fuck yeah. We still got a little bit of time left. Zachy?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Tonight is me, KP Burke, and Napoleon Emil watching Basket Case. Really, really fun episode. Check it out.
Fuck yeah. Check out my other shows on the network, Legion of Skanks, and believe you me, you know what the fuck is up, baby boys. Got some live dates coming up. If you're listening live tomorrow night, be in Poughkeepsie with Kim Congdon. Laugh it up, Poughkeepsie. Come the fuck out, Poughkeepsie. You know what's going on. I ain't fucking around. I got some new joke ideas that I'm working on. Really, I'm just going to play this podcast into a microphone. Just sit there. That's what I should do. It'd be funnier than whatever I'm working on right now.
It wasn't a big sell when you said new joke ideas. I would have just called them new jokes.
No, nope, they're ideas. Just some ideas.
Yeah, it's good to get that.
All my good stuff is gone, though. So,
Enjoy
it. Well, I can still technically do the old jokes, but I feel like a fucking fraud when I do them now.
It's a weird, yeah,
it's
I know
a weird
what you mean.
Feeling.
Well,
weird.
And I'm not there yet, but it is funny that that's considered, like, it makes people feel weird. Thank you. But in the old days, that was what everyone did.
You just tore it for
you
10
just
years.
Had an hour and just forever. Did it forever.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Totally.
You retired when people got sick
Louis
of it.
Louis and Bill Burr, those fucking jerks.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we got to do a new album every 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you hear about those guys that just sold their act?
Oh yeah, right.
Like the
that's
the,
a move.
The blue collar guys didn't they just like eat up a bunch of people's?
I think so. Yeah,
from like the Midwest that were never gonna get huge.
Yeah. Oh really? Wow. Dick Gallagher did that with his brother, right? We just sold his brother the act.
He like it was even worse than that because it was like a licensing fee. No. It was like Gallagher
Two. Unbelievable.
And he couldn't call himself Gallagher. He had to be Gallagher Two, and he had to like pay him. Oh, it wasn't even a direct sale. It was like a percentage deal.
Scam that Jew. Good for him. Yeah. I love it.
Get that money, Gallagher.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't. I'm in a fucking. Oh, I should finish my plugs, by the way, too. But I feel weird. I've done the jokes a few times, and I feel like I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel good to say them now.
It's a weird thing because once they're on something or whatever, then you're like, you're just like, oh, I'm done with those. Yeah.
Well, it's looking like April 1st, the special is going to come out, guys. Look out for that. And of course, across every platform, you could purchase comedy specials. I have a feeling you guys are going to really, really like what we've put together here. March 18th through 21st, I'll be down the shore. First time ever, Uncle Vinny's. Never been there before. Me and Justin Silver going down there. Going to be a lot of fun. Then London, the week before, I'll be in London. Me and Bisping are doing a secret show that we haven't been able to announce just yet. And I don't know. I'm going to London for sure. And I believe Canada as well. And
wait, Lewis, you should clarify because some people are very stupid.
Oh, yeah. It's London, England. You jerks. It's the same weekend as the UFC event in London. I'll be
also
there
Uncle Vinny's not his real uncle.
Leave us a 5-star ranking on iTunes, positive review. Once one reviewer every month, we give away a free piece of merch. So it was supposed to be today. That's we'll do it on Monday. Whether it's good or bad review, make sure you guys go do that right now. We love you guys. And tell some friends about the Real Ass Podcast. We've been crushing it lately. The show's been great. 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it live here on the Gas Digital Network. You don't need to subscribe to watch the live shows. Just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. If you guys love the show, if you love the show, you can get every episode we've ever done, plus every other show on the network. Every show on Gas Digital Network. You guys can get, 4,000 or 5,000 hours of content you guys can listen to at any time. The funniest content in the fucking world. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, and many shows, many other shows, 20 amazing shows on the network. You get the pre-release on the episodes, uncensored episodes, ad-free, live chat, message boards. Holy fucking shit. Are you kidding me? $7 a month if you use the promo code RAP. 14-day free trial if you use the promo code RAP. What? Did I just do that? Did I just give you that promo code? 14-day free trial. You could download all the episodes of all the shows. You could buy 4 or 5 hard drives.
You could spend $1,000
on hard
drives.
Then you could have every episode
so
in your possession.
Hard drives, man.
Do you want to be a hard drive guy, or do you want to fucking have a subscription? Promo code RAP, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Where were we? All right. It is a Super Bowl. Do you guys care?
Not really. I mean, Patriots are in it again. It's like, I could give a fuck. Kind
of. Are they?
Yeah. The Patriots and Rams. It's just like boring.
When the Browns aren't in it, which is always, I only care about the Browns.
The Browns are always in it. Have you seen the teams?
That's good.
It's
That's
a good.
I only care about it as a food situation. And I'm trying to lose weight, so I don't really care this year. I don't want to go and eat fucking a full pizza. So I'm gonna. Yeah. I don't even know. I might watch it at the gym. I might go on the treadmill and watch.
Oh,
it.
Oh, really?
I like watching sports on the treadmill because it kills time. Like it feels shorter. You know, if I'm running or whatever, it feels shorter. So yeah, but I don't give a shit. I guess I prefer the Chargers to win, but I don't
the Rams?
Really care. Are the Rams?
Yeah.
I prefer the Rams, but yeah. I don't. I'm not one of these guys that hates the Patriots like everyone else. I don't really care.
Yeah, they just make me not invested. I could care. I just could care less about them. You know what I mean?
That's our Super Bowl preview, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, pretty high octane.
Enjoy the game, the big game on Sunday, and that's that.
Just one guy getting the team he's rooting for wrong. The other guy saying he's not invested.
Yeah, I'll probably skip it. I'll probably watch This Is Us or something.
What? Let's real quick. Actually, I don't want to fuck the Super Bowl. I don't care. Yeah. If you like football, you're a bitch. So, I have a lot more fans if I didn't insult every category of human.
I don't know, but I'd say the other ones that you're happy that they insulted, you get those. You know what I mean?
A lot of people were just like, You're like, yeah, you are a bitch if you like football.
Yeah, yeah,
jerks.
Exactly. Just empowered them.
Yeah, because it's weird because I like football and I'm not insulted that you say that. So I don't think they really care.
Maybe they don't.
You know
care.
What I mean?
They
I don't
get
think
it.
They care.
Get that. Fucking. They get that I really mean it.
Yeah.
You should see the tweets we get when we insult white supremacy.
Yeah. Yeah, that group a little more vocal.
I try not to get on their bad side.
It's a good move.
They're frustrated.
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
have empathy.
On. It's a different time.
Did you,
when are white supremacists getting TV shows?
No.
Yeah.
It's a different time. Trust us. We know.
When's the last time that fucking you saw white supremacists get a writing gig on fucking Saturday Night Live?
They won't put
them
in the room.
It's not happening.
You can tell their sketches.
Yeah. Fucking, come on, guys. Get with the times.
I think a white supremacist wrote Green Book, actually.
Yeah, and welcome to Beale Street.
What?
Not even the name.
Welcome.
Let's guess the news really quick. What was this? Well, I don't exactly know what happened here, but I know that there was an actor from a television show named Empire that was allegedly attacked in Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Chicago, a city of violence. A windy city of violence. Temperatures dropping down below negative 50 degrees this past week. A full-fledged polar vortex is upon us. I think I nailed all of that stuff, by the way. Pretty sure all that was true. But, a man was hurt, and we have to get to the bottom of it. I don't even know what happened. I really don't know. I know that people are up in arms right now.
Uh-huh.
What I'm noticing is the actor... Sussett.
No idea, man.
You don't know his name?
No.
There he is. You don't know the story?
Oh,
I know. I've heard the story. I don't know the guy's name. I don't have a good.
The only thing I know is that I think it was gay bashing,
and racist. Apparently,
some type of hate crime.
Yeah, it was apparently a hate crime. I here's what I know about the story. Apparently,
they didn't like Empire.
Yeah. I didn't even know what Empire is.
It's a show on Fox.
Okay, well, there you go. So this guy was leaving a Subway sandwich shop at 2 a.m., okay? And apparently two men wearing face masks threw a noose around his neck and doused him in bleach while yelling racial and homophobic slurs. Then apparently they all said, "Welcome to MAGA country," or "This is MAGA country," or something along that, those lines. Now, Harrington, why are people upset about this?
I thought you were making all that up. Oh my God, that really happened?
Well, here's what's
really bothering people here?
Are we sure they weren't dressing him like Brendan for Halloween?
Yeah, could have been some fans.
No, people are up in arms because apparently people are saying that he's lying or that he's making up parts of the story.
There are some, there are some. What I saw was there are some, the police were initially doubtful and are apparently now convinced. But initially were, the way the story was coming out, I guess he held some stuff back from the police but then shared it with the press. And they were like, "Well, hold on, you didn't tell us that. That's kind of suspicious."
Right.
But now I guess there's some footage that emerged that corroborates his story. I could
be
wrong.
Do we have footage? Can I say
it? I could be wrong. I may be wrong. In fact, I'm probably wrong.
In fact, he's 100% wrong. You're just guessing the news. This is what we do here, that we guess
the news.
Well,
I think I saw that, but I get stuff from just looking at headlines and, like, I don't
That's everybody.
I don't take a deep dive, man.
Yeah, we don't need to. Headlines tell it all, yeah, you know? Yeah. Why do you need to look any deeper? Do we have any more information about this guy? What happened? Why? So, this is the footage. Here, turn the music down.
There's no footage, just a still image. This looks, they're saying these two are the attackers.
They look like Dementors from Harry Potter. Look how dark they are.
Yeah.
These are the two attackers. But what does that mean?
Well, they don't have any footage of him being attacked. Like, they don't have, like, there's no angle.
Apparently, there's
no...
a big cut under his eye. There's a picture of him with a big cut under his eye. I don't think that he made up being attacked. Who the fuck goes through that much effort? -10 degrees in Chicago at 2 in the morning. I'm going to punch myself in the face and fucking say somebody attacked me? No.
That sounds insane. So these guys were just, they had nooses on them?
I don't know, man. That's Look at Chicago. You got to be prepared.
That's like
at any given moment.
They stopped. At the zoo in Cleveland.
Oh, come on. Come on, Brendan. They're people. They're fucking people. He's a scumbag. Edit that all out. I'm not dealing with actual racism on the show. We make jokes.
Friends, Brendan.
At the zoo in Cleveland, you used to be able to feed the seals sardines.
Yeah.
And they stopped doing that. And I asked the guy at the seals, I go, how come you can't, they don't sell you the sardines to feed the seals anymore? And he goes, oh, man, it was fucked up. They just learned to eat anything you threw in. So people were just throwing in batteries and stuff.
So
the reason you made me think of that is because like, you don't just have batteries with you at the zoo. Like, you had to be at home
totally.
Like, I'm going to fucking fuck these seals up. Empty the remote control, Marion.
Yeah, that's really, yeah, there's no way.
You had
just,
to bring
right,
batteries
totally.
To feed to the seals. Yeah.
What happens if you feed a seal
Honey,
a battery?
Why does my vibrator not work?
Yeah.
Funny story.
I was bored on a Thursday.
Yeah.
What would happen if you fed a seal?
Horrible. I mean,
they get powerful.
Their eyes start glowing.
Yeah, man. You've never seen super seals. That's how it happens.
They levitate over the water and sing "Kiss from a Rose." Yeah.
You can play a cassette tape in their mouth.
Yeah, man. Those are weapons in Afghanistan. They use them.
I love it.
But that is funny. It's like, who just has a noose with them? Like, well, you know, like, I guess they must have went out to find somebody.
You must, man. Yeah. You're not just keeping it on you. It's not the fucking Wild West where you need to lasso people.
So what is the skepticism, though? Is that he's making up the whole story? The news part didn't, the MAGA part didn't happen? Apparently he was on the phone with his manager. When the cop showed up, his manager was there. They were both in Chicago for a thing or whatever. And his manager said, I was on the phone with him, and he corroborated, like, the quotes from, like, the assault. But then he wouldn't turn over his phone records over to the police to confirm that they were on the phone at that time.
Interesting.
So they keep on sort of digging into the story. Mm-hmm. There's little inconsistencies that apparently, you know, here's my problem. I don't even like having an opinion on this stuff because everybody who chooses a side politically feels a certain way about this.
Sure.
And it's just so fucking... I don't know. It kind of annoys me. It's like, if you're a fucking Trump supporter, you think this guy wasn't attacked. If you're a liberal, you think he was attacked. How simple-minded is everybody that it's just like that, right? In my opinion, where there's smoke, there's fire, I think. So there's, I feel like this is coming up as an issue for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, so maybe some of it was made up. Maybe he got himself worked up as well, because this happens as well. You're in an emotional state, right? Maybe it was a racially charged attack. Other people apparently said they heard the racial and homophobic slurs, right? So maybe it was a racially charged attack. And he's so worked up in his own head that you just create elements of the story to get yourself even more upset and more worked up. I remember not even traumatic events, but just things that happen in certain ways. And you go back and like, oh, that's not how it happened at all. I talked to my sister about childhood events.
Mm-hmm.
And like in my head, it happened a certain way. And then you realize that it was something that I had observed to another person as a kid. You're not even like putting it together. So, I mean, if he was fucking attacked and, you know, he made up that they said, you know, it's MAGA country, who fucking really cares?
Right.
Who really, like, what does it even fucking really matter? What's the difference?
In saying that or not.
In the real world, like, who gives a shit, you know? So I'll assume that he made it up. Okay, who fucking cares? If you're a person online right now going, like, you made up the...
Right.
Get a fucking life.
Right.
What's going on in your life? You care this much. Aren't there other problems that you have going on in your life? Clean your room.
Make your bed.
Make your bed.
Make your fucking bed.
Yeah.
Then have an opinion about... What's his name?
Well, the real story here is Subway open at 2 a.m.
Juice,
that doesn't add up.
Where have you ever seen a Subway open at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
In your life? Answer me that. I'm serious. Ever.
A rest stop. That's the only place I don't even think I've seen it there, maybe.
24-hour one on my block.
Is there?
Oh.
God, You're a lucky man,
Louis. Living the dream.
You live right.
Wow.
Listen, this has been a great show. I got to go. Tommy Dreamer about to come into the studio to do his show, which we love here at the Gas Digital Network. Guys, thank you for supporting the show. Make sure you guys go listen to the Rad Dudecast. These guys are fucking hysterical. One of the funniest podcasts in the world. Three of the funniest guys I know. Make sure you follow everyone on social media. And we'll be back Monday doing Dave Smith and Michael Malice on Monday. We're going to try to understand the world of politics and social issues through the layman's eyes. I'm not going to let them get all, excuse me. Gross. I just burped. Oh, fuck. I'm not going to let them get all uppity and fucking smarmy and cunty. I'm going to say layman's terms. That's going to be a lot. You're going to hear that a lot. Layman's terms now. Bring it back. So we'll see you Monday. We're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Peace.
That's all, folks.